As we have often heard, man does not live by bread alone. Can you imagine a world without friendship, without music, or flowers? As one man digs deep into the earth for coal to warm us, and another toils at a machine to make clothes for our bodies, so must someone work to bring us beauty, to feed the soul. This is Peter Ustinov with a story about such a man named Bronislav, a gardener. If you had been in a certain refugee camp in Italy several years ago, you might have seen him arrive, a broad-shouldered, sensitive man with determination written deeply in the lines of his face. The war had brought changes to his country and had driven him from his native land forever. And so he came to the sunny Apennine Hills and to this village where he might find refuge. Bronislav was studying English and reading books about the care of plants. He had found a sponsor in the United States for whom he was going to grow flowers. Only the final details of his trip had to be made. But then Bronislav met a girl who changed his plans. Her name was Elisabetta, and she lived in the village with her mother and father. Bronislav visited often. Perhaps you are thinking they were married, went to the United States, lived happily ever after. But Elisabetta had a secret, not a very pretty secret. She knew she could never go with Bronislav if he left Italy. Epilepsy is a word that means rejection on an application for a visa. It's also a terrible word to whisper into the ear of a lover. But one afternoon, as they walked in the village churchyard, she whispered it to Bronislav. Bronislav cared very much for Elisabetta, so a few weeks later, the bells of the little church proclaimed them man and wife. "We shall stay in the camp for a while," he told her, "until we can buy land for a garden. But I'm sorry to say no one wanted to take the risk on a foreigner with no money." Time passed, and the lines of determination faded from Bronislav's face. Then, one day, Elisabetta's father brought them a newspaper clipping. Land was for sale in the Pontine Marshes. The old man wanted to sell his little home to get money for a deposit. Bronislav went to the estate office. "What about transportation?" asked the agent. "The seed, the tools, the pump to water the plants. Do you realize the hardship of life on the Pontine Marshes?" "I can do it," said Bronislav, "if I may use the deposit to buy seed and tools." "I'm sorry," said the agent, "but without the money..." Bronislav returned to the refugee camp in despair. Elisabetta told him she had applied for a loan from the office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees in Rome. "Oh, they wouldn't lend money to me," he said. Elisabetta tried to soothe him. "A social worker told me," she said, "that this office has helped thousands, not only here, but in Germany, Austria, Greece." But Bronislav still did not believe in miracles. Several days later, a representative of the UN High Commissioner's office paid them a call. After a while, he said, "We know what the estate agent wants and what your father is able to afford." "Well, it'll cost 1,500,000 lire," said Elisabetta. 2 million with a pump." "The pump will be supplied by the Swiss aid to Europe," said the representative, "and the Quaker people have told me of a second-hand truck with an excellent engine." Bronislav looked up in astonishment. "To conclude, then, we shall grant 1,500,000 lira from the UN High Commissioner's office, repayable interest-free on a 10-year basis after the first 2 years." There is now a village called Aprilia on the Pontine Marshes, where more than one refugee family has found a place beneath the warm Italian sun. The name of Bronislav the gardener is well known, for what would a wedding be without flowers, or a birth, or even death? Recently, the UN representative went there. He walked into a field where a man and a woman stood waist-deep in the exploding colors of thousands of flowers. The woman smiled and walked towards him, holding out an armful of gladioli. Perhaps he thought, as I do now, of the words of the poem, "If thou of fortune be bereft, and thou dost find but two loaves left, sell one, and with the dole, buy hyacinths to feed thy soul."